Parashas Miketz. But before I start the parasha, I'm going to go back to the previous parasha, which speaks about the dreams of the Shasar Mashkim and the Sar Ofid. And what's the concept of those dreams? Generally speaking, the Ramchal, and it's really Mavuah and the Gemara, there's three types of dreams. There's dreams which are Me'ein Nevuah, like a prophecy. And these are the dreams that are written here in the parasha. And there's dreams which are just, those are the good dreams. There's bad dreams which come from the averas that a person does. And those bad dreams are coming to teach him about his own personal, or the bad that's going to happen to what's it called, to him and his surroundings. So on those dreams, which are telling you about the bad, that's what you have, Hatavat Chalomon, you have Chalom, Chalom Tov, Chalamti. The Gemara also says that the dream goes according to the perish that you give it. Right? And now there's a third dream, which is really all of our dreams. The third dream is the one that's going according to Hirhurhei Libo. That means what a person's thinking. And this is, you know, the Freudian dreams. What a person's thinking during the day, right? Or what's wiring him comes out in a dream. And it can be very, you know, like it can be, basically, let me explain. When a person goes to bed, right? So his rational self is taken away. That's a conscious mind. The conscious mind will think in a conscious way, in a rational way. So his imaginative self will be more open. And he'll think all weird things, and these things are from his life or from what he saw, yeah, or sometimes just films he saw, right? And then there will be certain things that he'll think about which represent aspects of his life that he's worried about or his subconscious that he's thinking about. And those are Freudian dreams. Those are the dreams that Chazal call basically his subconscious, his hirhure libo, you know, his worries, whatever, his subconscious.
But it's different than the fears of what's going
to
happen to him?
Yeah, yeah. Those are dreams that are me'ein nevuah. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu, through a dream, telling him what's going to happen. Or prophecy, like these dreams here. Or fears, or the his averas, Chas V'Shalom, come and they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu reveals to him the onish, the punishment of his averas, or the averas of Klal Yisrael, or whatever. So depends who the person is. So now in these dreams, we really have three dreams that haven't really been explained. The dreams in the beginning of Parashas Yosef, right? Of Vayeshev, the dreams of Yosef to his brothers, the dreams of Sar Mashkim and Sar Tabachim, and the dreams of Paro. So I'm going to speak now. These dreams are dreams of Nevuah. I speak what these dreams are about. Okay? And they're related. First of all, the dreams of Yosef. So there are two dreams. They're basically about these alumim, these sheaves of wheat that stood and bowed down to the wheat, to the wheats of Yosef. And then the brother said, "You're coming to be king over us?" They were angry. And the second dream was the dream of the stars and the Shemesh V'Yareach, right? Which are bowing down to Yosef, right? So there's two dreams here. What does the wheat represent? What is it, the stars? So, okay. So these are dreams which were mitgashem in the parasha. It came to being when Yosef went into Mitzrayim and the brothers bowed down to Yosef. What does the brothers represent? So there's this concept of these sheaves of wheat. And there's a concept of the constellations, right? So the 12 Shvatim represent the 12 constellations, either 12 months of the year, which are the 12 constellations. It represents that. Each Shevet is against a different part of the year, right? Okay. So Yosef, who represents the Malchus of Klal Yisrael in Golus, Yosef is the Malchus, the kingship of Klal Yisrael in Golus. Yosef goes to Mitzrayim, he becomes Mishneh Lemelech, and in the end of the parasha, he becomes Kimat Melech. Because he knows one Lashon, Rashi says, since he knows one Lashon over Paro, he has dominion over Paro even. He has, right? So the bowing down of the sun and the stars and the Yireach is the concept of the constellations, i.e. the physical world, which represents the constellation unit, right? Like, you know, in... So there is this concept, the Gemara and Shabbos, there's a concept of Teva in the world, the concept of reading what's happening to the Olam, the physical world, through the constellations, like astrology. There is such a concept. But the Shvatim, right, the fact that this is bowing to Yosef, it means it's subjugated to Yosef. That means the Teva of the world is subjugated to the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, which is represented in Yosef, right? So even in the times of Golus, where Kiviyochol, we don't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu close to us. There's Hester upon him. Kodesh Baruch Hu is far away from him. Even in that time, Yosef HaTzadik, who represents the Malchus of Klal Yisrael and Golus, who represents the kingship of Klal Yisrael and Golus, even then the constellations are subdued to Yosef, subdued to Klal Yisrael. We're not under the same Teva, the same natural world, as the rest of the world. We're beyond that Teva. It's subjugated to the Bechina, the concept of Yosef. That's the second dream. What does the dream of the Alumot represent? What does that represent? What does sheaves represent? What does wheat represent? Okay. So we see also that this wheat, what does the wheat represent?
Sustenance?
No. Yeah, it represents sustenance, but it represents... So sustenance... Like wheat is something which is sadaliba. Sadaliba means it gives sustenance to a person. Yeah? You're right. It gives sustenance to a person. Wheat represents, or lechem represents chokhmah. Right? So we saw in Likutei Moran, what does Yosef represent? Yosef represents when the chokhmah, Yosef represents chayn. We see all the time in this parasha, Yeshua, Yosef goes to the Potiphar, he matzah chayn, he goes in the bull, matzah chayn, he found chayn with the prison officer, right? Yosef always finds grace wherever he goes, right? So Yosef represents this chayn. What does this chayn represent? So Rabbi Nachman, from earlier sources, says that chayn is chokhmah, when there's a connection of chokhmah to malchus. So the bowing down of these sheaves represents the subjugation of chokhmah to the Malchus of Yosef. It represents that chayn of Yosef and Golus. So when Klal Yisrael show this chayn, in Golus, yeah, that represents the Bechina of Yosef. That's what these dreams are. So it's telling us, basically, how Klal Yisrael goes into Golus. We spoke about that in that last week's parasha. But those are those dreams. You with me? So the end of Parshas Vayeshev, Membeis, it says, V'iktsof paro, al shnei sarisav, on two of his servants, al sa mashkim, right? Sa mashkim, sa mashkim represents the person who's in charge of pouring the wine to the king. So it's against wine. I'm going to explain to you why it's against wine. V'sa ofin is against bread, against lechem, right?
What does ofi mean?
Baker. V'yiten otam b'mishma beit sa'at tabachim. It was in the prison of sa'at tabachim. So we have three sarim here. Explains the Shemesh Shmuel. He brings the Shem of the Arizal. The Shemesh Shmuel brings that the sa'ah hamashkim is keneged bina, right? It's keneged. The sa'ah ha'ofin is keneged chokhmah, because lechem yain is always yain, nichnas yain, yotze sod, yain is always against bina, is always against the world of bina. Chanukah is yumei bina, yumei shmone, represents chashmonaim, is chet shmone, it's 8x8. 8x8 is two-dimensional from a one-dimensional plane, it's a different world, different level. Bina is a different level to the seven physical worlds, the seven physical, which represents the physical world, 7 days in a week, etc. And sa'at tabachim, meat, basa, represents the flesh, represents the nefesh, the person lives with, right? Means the physicality. So sa'at tabachim explains there that it was nisras. The Shemesh Shmuel explains it was nisras. He became akar. He became someone who couldn't have children. In other words, he wasn't fruitful anymore. He couldn't connect anymore. he lost his ability to connect. Now he explains the Sahat Tabachim. These three Sarim of Paro, Paro represents, Mr. Yishisharim says this, Paro represents the Yetzara, Pera. Pera Adam, he has no control. Paro represents the world of physicality. He represents the Yetzara. So his Sarim, his ministers, represent the world of the Ra, of the Ra. So here, Yosef in Beit Ha, in Beit HaSar, he's now trying to fix up the world of Ra. He's trying to mechale the Ra. I'll explain to you that. That Yosef is the one who destroys the Ra. That's what the beginning of Parshas V'yeshev, and that's what's happening here. But here it's explaining the details. Yosef, when it comes to the dream of Saha Ofin, who represents the Chochma, which, and Yosef is connected Chochma, right? The chayin of Yosef is mevatel the chokhmah of Mitzrayim. So he nullifies with the dream of the Sa'ofin. He says you're going to be killed. He's going to be tole you, right? Your flesh is going to be eaten, like with the dream of the bread, right? So that represents Yosef nullifying the chokhmah, the ra of chokhmah Mitzrayim. So now Yosef, when Yosef does that, the chokhmah of himself, and the chokhmah of Klal Yisrael has gilui, right? He nullifies the Sa'at Tabachim. The Sa'at Tabachim is Nefesh. Nefesh is Malchus. So he nullifies the Malchus of the Ra in the world. So the Chochmah is Tchet. And the Nun, right, is the Malchus. Right? So those two things, the Chain of Yosef, is to nullify the Chochmah of the Sa'ofim, which is represented in bread, and the Nun of the Malchus, which is represented in the Ra of Sa'at Tabachim. So those things are mitbatel. And the mitbatel, they're nullified through the chain of Yosef. Because Yosef is connected there. Sahamashkim is not mitbatel. It's not mitbatel. That's going to happen later on. We're going to see. So Sahamashkim gets saved. And now Yosef is chote. Yosef, says Chazal, that he asked the Sahamashkim to remember him. Right? Okay, let's go to Pasuk Test. It says, V'yisaper Sahamashkim et chalomo leYosef. He says his dream to Yosef. V'yomelo b'chalomi, hine gefen lefanai. Gefen is in front of me. B'gefen shlosha serigim. There are three serigim, three branches. V'u kaporachat alta nitze hifshilu eshkoloteh anavim. And comes out this, you know, the blossom, then it came little fruit of the anavim. The kos paro biyadin, the kos, the cup of paro is in my hands. Ve'kechet anavim ve'shchototam el kos paro, and I squeezed it into the kos of paro. That's the second kos. Ve'ten et kos al kaf paro, put the kos on the hands of paro. Ve'yomelo Yosef ze pitrono shlosha srigim shlosha yomim him. Ba'od shlosha yomim, another 3 days, right? Yisa paro et roshecha, he'll lift up your head. Vishivecha al kanech, on your place, you'll be put back in your place. Mnatata kos paro, this is the fourth kos of paro, biyado, kemishpat harishon, asheri tamashkei, which you drink him. Says the Midrash here, the arba kosot that are mentioned here are connected the arba kosot of Geula Atida, the four kosot of Yitzir Mitzrayim, which represents the four Lashonos of Geula. So the Arba Kosot were fixed against the Arba Lashonos of Geula. I Sa HaMashkim wasn't mitbatel. The Koch of Paro over Klal Yisrael was still around. So Yosef in this dream was saying there's four Kosot that are going to be given to Paro. These are the four Lashonos of Geula. I.e., and anyone who understands, when we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu how we were going to be exiled, it says, Ekieh asher Ekieh. Ekieh is a lashon of Bina. The Geula is going to be when it's mitbatel, when it's nullified Saha Mashkim. I.e., when they were in Egypt, Saha Mashkim, that koach they had, Paro had over Klal Yisrael. That was going to be the battle through these Arba Kosot. And these Arba Kosot that we drink, right, are going to nullify the Koach, so to speak, of the Golos. And that's Nirmas, that's hinted in the Shem Ekir. Ekir represents Bina. That's the shame, says the Svarim HaKadoshim. That's the shame of Bina. Why? Why is that the shame of Bina? It's going to be the Gur Atida. So these four Kosot are against Paro, because instead, and that's what Yosef basically was seeing in this dream. He was seeing that these four Kosot that Klal Yisrael are going to do have the Koach, right, to mimivatel, to nullify the Ra of Paro. Because we're going to give him, that's the Midrash says, we're going to give him four Kosot of Puranut, four Kosot of punishment. And because Gulat Mitzrayim never finished, all our goddess, the shorish of all the goddesses of growth, the shorish of all the goddesses that we're in, the goddess today, is because we didn't finish the 400 years of Mitzrayim. We only did 210. And we came out b'chipazon, so it was left us to finish off the goddess. So we're fixing that goddess every year, but somehow getting closer to the Gula through Pesach. That way Pesach is a time that we have the fifth Kosov, which is the Kosov Eliyahu Navi, to be mevaser us, to tell us about Geula. You understand? So the four Kosov represent the four Lashonis of Geula, right? Which is, Hotzeiti Itchem, from the, I took you out from the Sivlot of Mitzrayim, from the bondage of Mitzrayim. Vitzalti Itchem, I saved you, Me'avot Itchem, from the work. V'gaalti Itchem, I redeemed you, Brezruin into Yah, with the, what's it called? With the, but with the 10 plagues, right? V'lakacht Itchem li la'am, and I took you to be for me to a people. That's in Matan Torah, right? And then Ve'veti, that's the fifth cause, right? Which is, he brought us to Eretz Yisrael. When we come to Eretz Yisrael, that's the Gur Atida, that's Keneged Eliyahu HaNavi. That's the, we're home. When we're home, that's the time. Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to come, bring us to Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged Mashiach, and we're supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael. So this is what Yosef sees in the dream. He sees how the fruit of the vine is getting expressed, getting from little perach, a little blossom, to little grape, to a bosa, and then it's getting into full fruit. And that's going to, then he's going to squash the fruit and feed Paro these arba kosot of puranut. And then Paro is going to be nullified. Okay, so why three? 3 days? So three is a representation of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? Yisrael, Levi, Cohen. Everything Klal Yisrael, that Tzchus has three, the three Shlosh Regalim, that's the Tzchus of Klal Yisrael that's going to take us through the Golos. You understand? So the three represents that grape, because that grape is going to be the vine through which we're going to squeeze out the Geula Atida, which is going to be the Kosot of Puranut, the Kosot of like payment of to the Ra, to Paro. Through those chuyos that Klal Yisrael have, through those merits that Klal Yisrael have, through which Asharish are from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, also represents the Shlosh HaBatim Midrashim, because the Shlosh HaBatim Midrashim, the three Beit HaMikdash, is represented in Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, like the Ramban says. We learned it, and Pashas told us. Yeah? Here's where Yosef makes his mistake. Ki im zechartani itcha kashay yitev lecha. If you remember me, he's asking for the Sa HaMashkim to remind him. I.e., Yosef hears, what he's asking? He understands, Yosef, that the Ra itself, he's asking for Tov. That means not, yes, it's not sufficient to him to nullify the Ra. He wants Lafoch et zeh l'tov. He wants to make it into Ktov. That the Ra, right, will be expressive of Tov. Now, I'm going to explain to you where that did happen. By Yosef, it didn't happen. Right? Vasite na'imadi chesed. Do with me chesed. Vizkartani el paro. And remind me, remember me to paro. Votzetani min abayit hazeh. And send me out of this bayit. Yosef wasn't sufficient to nullify that final ra. He wanted lafoch et zeh l'tov. It didn't happen. Chazal tell us, because Yosef asked for that, Rashi brings it, he had another 2 years. It was an extension of the Golos. Because Yosef did that, it was an extension of his Golos, and it means the Golos of the whole of Klal Yisrael. Yosef made a mistake in his koach. He thought not only he had the ability to nullify the ra, he also had the ability to change the ra to be good. That didn't happen. It happened by David HaMelech, by Malchus. Yehuda and David HaMelech, which represents the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, that has the koach lafoch et hara l'tov. Where did that happen? So that happened, there's an interesting story that happened with David HaMelech. David HaMelech was in a cave and Shaul HaMelech was chasing him. So David HaMelech didn't understand, right? He asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he didn't understand, how can a spider, what's the use of a spider? What's the use of a spider? What's the tachlis of it? It's a very cruel animal. If anyone knows spiders, they're very cruel animals. What's the use of a spider? It's brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim, the spider represents, it wasn't Stam what David HaMelech was asking, the spider represents the aim, the mother of the world of Ra, i.e. Sa HaMashkim, i.e. Bina of Ra. That's what Sa HaMashkim is. What Yosef didn't have koach to do, what did the spider do? So Kodesh Baruch Hu made the spider where David Melech was hiding cover the whole entrance with spider webs. And the spider itself protected from David HaMelech from being found. I.e. the spider represents, i.e. David HaMelech had the koach not only to nullify the ra, but he had the koach lafoch et ha-ra l'tov, to change the ra to tov. That Yosef thought he could do, David HaMelech could do that. That's only Malchus of Klal Yisrael can do that. And that's a difference between tshuva miyira and tshuva mi'ahava. Tshuva miyira is the nullification of the ra. That's the Bechinas Yosef. L'chalot et ha-ra, to nullify it, to burn it. David HaMelech is Yehuda. The hoda'ah of Yehuda turns the ra into tov. I.e., instead of killing Chas V'Shalom Tama, that she was going to be burnt, she's going to be nullified, because there was a concept that she did ra, the hodah of Yehuda, hafach et zelatov, sadka mimeni, and he made it into a mitzvah, he made it into Mashiach came from the hefach of something which seemed to be ra, seemed to be bad, that Tama was went to Liznunim, she did a bad action, she did a bad maisa, right? She was not faithful, b'lchara, into what? Sadka mimeni. He brought out the tov in what seemed to be a bad action. Aye, that's tshuva mi'ava. That the ra, says the Rambam, tshuva mi'ava is when the ra is nefach the tov. That requires the hoda'ah of Yehuda. That requires the, how you say the admission of Yehuda, that's nefach ara l'tov. That requires David HaMelech. That even in the spider, which represents the ra, the sa tabachim, it represents that concept, right? Even that can be used for tov, to save the malchus itself, to save David HaMelech itself in the cave. So the Leshem explains as follows. Leshem says, what was the chet, you said the Rebbeinu Bachi and the Chazon Ish, it's the same thing basically. That whatever Yosef's level was, on his level, this was a chet. Because he should have lived on a high level of Emunah. That's the Rebbeinu Bachi. And the Chazon Ish, you said that he, what's it called, that you should have bitochen. Everyone should have bitochen. This is for everyone. But something that doesn't work, that's more like the Leshem. Leshem says here like this, that if you're allowed to do ishtadlus, you're allowed to do ishtadlus in things which should work. Like al pi teva, they should work. You shouldn't do ishtadlus, you shouldn't try things or put your efforts in things which don't work al pi teva. They're, you know, like for the Saha Mashkim, to remember Yosef, who was, you know, why should he mention him? He's an Eved Ivri. He's an Ivri. He's someone who's not Nechshav in his eyes. Why, when he goes up to Paro and he becomes the minister, he'll remember Yosef? Why should he? Because he has gratitude? Why expect a person like that to have gratitude? He's not going to have gratitude. right? So a person shouldn't do hishtadlus in things that al pi teva, in a normal way, shouldn't bring him Yeshua. Of course, on his own level as well. It's each person has to have hishtadlus on his own level. Some people can sit, right, and, you know, do a little bit of business, an hour a day, 2 hours a day, and they make enough money, they're happy with it, and they believe. You know, there have been many chachamim who didn't do any hishtadlus. There was a story I was told by a very, very famous rabbi that every Erev Shabbos, right, he would just spend all his money on Shabbos. Or, and every day, like, someone came to him and he wanted to give him tzedakah. Like, he wanted to give him tzedakah. He said, no, I'm not taking. I said, why? He says, I have enough for today. I don't need. He says, no, but to tomorrow. No, I have enough for today. But you don't have for tomorrow. I'll give you for tomorrow. I'll give you for your kola. I'll give you for your thing. I'll give you for tomorrow. No, I have enough for today. And every day, Kriish Baruch Hu was mazmin him what he needed. That's a different level of a person. That's not for us. But the concept you have to understand. You don't have to be mishtadel. You don't have to work on things. The future. Work, again, based on your level of emunah. Things that you need to do, be mishtadel, and work on them, and only on things which al pi teva, which is normal in the world, that can work. Don't try things that are abnormal in the work. Check first. It's a normal thing that can happen. It's something that's possible. Then do it. Do your ishtadlus and put your bitachon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's it. Everyone on his own level. That's what we're learning also from this parasha. Now, why is this with Sarah Mashkim? Why dafka with Sarah Mashkim? Bina is a place for emuna. Ima, emuna is ima, mother. You get your emuna from your mother. The love of a child for his mother brings a person to the entrusting of people, entrustment, and trust in God. Just as your father, you get yira, the Gemara says, it's in Kiddushin. From your father, you get yira. From your mother, you get av Hashem, or emuna in Hashem, entrustment in Hashem. It's a relationship with Hashem. So that's dafka, this chet, was with Sarah Tabachim, with Sarah Mashkim. Because Sarah Mashkim is connected to the emuna of Klal Yisrael. It's removing the emuna of Klal Yisrael. The kosot that we have on Pesach is emuna. Right? The emuna that we put in our children through drinking those kosot. And each kos represents the geula that Kodesh Baruch Hu did to us in Mitzrayim and the geula atida where mashurish, we put into our children the emuna latida. That emuna is the defeating of Sarah Tabachim, or Sarah Mashkim. And the Ari says, how we bring on Mashiach? Through our tefillahs, through our prayers, through the yearning for Mashiach, that brings Mashiach. Our emuna in the Geula Atida, that's what brings us our Mashiach. The emuna of Klal Yisrael, that's Mvato, the Sar HaMashkim, who represents the Ra, the emuna, that's the Hefech of emuna. That a person says, Koach v'otzim yadi asali techayal hazeh. The mistake that Yosef made, to mishtadel, to work, that Tzar Tabachim, Tzar Mashkim would bring him his geula. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu brings us our geula. You with it? So he says, Vahi miket shnataim yamim, at the end of the 2 years. You understand, it only speaks about the 2 years. Kates yesh legeula, that's what the Midrash says. There's a kates, there's an end of the goddess. There's going to be a kates. There's going to be an end of it. And there's going to be a geula. Uparo cholem, and paro now dreams. V'yinei omed al yaor. It comes on the yaor. What? So now you have the seven parot yafot, the seven cows, which are beautiful. And then you have afterwards seven parot ra'ot, bad ones, that are thin. And they absorb the seven parot yafot. Then you have sheva shibolim dakot. Sorry, sheva bolim, right? Good shibolim, good wheat. And you have seven Shibolim Dakot, Vishidufat Kadim, that come after them and they absorb the good. Vikats Paro. And Paro awakens, right? Vinechalo. Now, really what's happening here is the Geula Atida, like what do we say in Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, what do we say? V'yatzitzu kol po'alei avim. Because Erev Shabbos is the good, is Erev Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Comes out all the ra. All the ra comes out. For what? Vishamdem ade'ad. So it'll be completely destroyed. The dream of Paro is speaking about, because Paro represents the Yetzara. He represents the head of all the ra in the world. The coming out of the Ra is the Parot of Paro and the Shibolim of Paro. That's what Yosef nullified. The Parot of Paro is against what? The meat. The Saha Tabachim. That was destroyed. Yosef destroyed that. That was a dream of Paro. The wheat represents the Saha Ofin, which was destroyed. Which Joseph destroyed in the prison, right? We spoke about the dreams beforehand. So Paro dreamt those dreams. Paro dreamt those dreams. It was also destroyed. So it represents the Atid Lavo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the Ra. Ah, where's the Sar HaMashkim? Now, Sahamashkim comes, right? Paro katzaf al avodav. He was angry with his servants. V'oti b'mishma beit sa hatabachim. Oti v'tsa ofim. And I, says Sahamashkim to Paro, right? I was chote. My chet, I'm going to mention to Paro today. Because I and your two servants, Sahamashkim, sa ofim, were there. And we dreamt a dream. And there was a na'ivri. He spoke about Yosef in a very bad way. Eved, the Sa'at Abachim. He was a servant to Sa'at Abachim. V'nisapelo, v'yifta lanu et chalomenu. He gave an answer to our chalomot. Ish ke chalom pata. Each one according to his dream. So it said, and he said it happened like he said. V'yikashe pata lanu ken hayan. Like he answered to us, that's what it was. Vishiv al kani, I came back, vototala. Vishlach paro, he cried Yosef, he called Yosef. Vayaritsuhu minabo. They brought him quickly out from the boar. Vigalech, they shaved him. Viachlef sinotav, he changed his garments to big day malchus. Now was the revelation of the malchus of Yosef. Vayavo el Paro. And he came to Paro, and we have this whole story with Paro, right? And he gives him the answer to the dream. And then Yosef says, a way of saving the years of famine, etc. And he'll be, you'll use Chomesh, you to take a 20% of the stock, and you should put it aside in the times of famine. And now Paro puts him Mishneh LeMelech. He becomes secondary in charge to Paro. That means he now became the main minister of Paro. When he becomes the main minister of Paro, there's only Paro in him now. Sa'a Bachim was nullified. Where was Sa'a Mashkim nullified? Because now, Sa'a Mashkim is now the person who reveals the Malchus of Yosef. Now he's Ne'epach Letov. Now he's nullified and he goes to become good. So even though Yosef didn't manage to do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that. Because that's going to be Atid Lavo, that David HaMelech is going to do that. The Malchus of Paro is going to do that. And now this parasha is, we haven't really finished it, but this parasha is speaking about how Yosef starts to fix the Chet of the brothers, which is the Siba for our Golas, the final Golas. The Shem Yishmur brings that that by there was four Golases. There's Paras or Madai, who were together, were close together. That's connected. Lavan and Esau, who were close together. And then there's Yavan, which he says was connected what happened in Shechem. Like we said, like the Megala Amukot, he said the same thing, that representative Shechem, what happened in Shechem. And the final Golas, right, which is the hardest Golas, which is Kolel, all the Golias, which is the Golas we're in, is the Golas Edom. That's the Golas of Edom. That's the Golas we're in. That came when? That came when Yosef sold, when the brother sold Yosef. That's the final Golas. That's the Golas we're in. We're in the Golas of the Sina, of the hatred of the brothers to Yosef. That hatred, that's why the final Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because of what? Sinat Chinam. That final Golas which we're in, now this whole parasha, all that Yosef does till parashas Vayigash is to do what? To put the brothers in the same situation they were in when they sold him. And that now Yehuda, instead of he the one selling Yosef, what does Yehuda do? He's the one who stands up for Binyamin. He puts him into the same place, like the Rambam says. What's tshuva gemura? What's complete tshuva? When you do the same action, with the same koach, right? You have all the situation comes again and you refrain from doing it. So Yosef set up all the brothers to be in the same position, that Yehuda would be in the same position. And then in Parshas Vayigash comes the final tshuva. So that's, I haven't read you all, but all that happens in the parasha, that he comes down to Mitzrayim, and that he tells that you're spies, and then he takes Binyamin, and then they send Binyamin, and then Yehuda tells his father that he's going to be an Arev, he's going to be instead of Binyamin, right? And he's going to save the situation. Yosef sets that all up, so that he can put Yehuda in that position, that he now saves Binyamin, and then he says, why didn't you save me? That's going to be in Parashas Vayigash. But that's what's happening in this parasha, the rest of the parasha. So the rest of the parasha is speaking about how Yosef tries and fixes the final golus, the final sinna, the final hatred of the brothers to Yosef. That's what's being fixed here. And because it wasn't completely fixed, that's why we have this final golus, which is the hardest golus. It's the golus that Klal Yisrael calls themselves, through the sinat chinam that they had between each other. That sinat chinam is what we have to fix. And we have to change it to avas chinam. That's the b'chinas Yosef. That's why Tisha B'Av, if anyone understands, Tisha B'Av is b'chinas Yosef. That's Tzarek. That's... No, actually it's Hod. It's Hod. It's not b'chinas Yosef, b'chinas Aaron. But it's related. It's... Tisha B'Av, even though it's the month is a month of Hod, but in terms of the sphere that's associated with Tisha B'Av, it's Yesod. Tisha B'Av represents Yesod, the fixing of the chet of Yosef, that the brothers sinned when they sold Yosef, and the hatred of Yosef to the brothers. That's the Sigma for our Golas, and that's what this next parsha, the end of the parsha, is speaking about, which I didn't entirely explain to you. You now understand the dreams. Makes sense to you. Okay?